Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
Resurrection was not the end of the story. It was the beginning of the mission. And today we hear the voice of the risen Christ commissioning us to go, live, and love with purpose. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, we are called to be His witnesses in a broken world. So what does it mean to be a resurrection people? And how do we carry that truth into every part of our lives? This is what we're going to be talking about as we wrap up this series on the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What does that resurrection power mean for you and I today? My pastor, good morning and welcome back to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Okay, good morning, and how are you today?
I'm doing well, Pastor Maforo. How are you doing?
Awesome, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us this entire week. It's been such a powerful, powerful series. I wish we could extend it for another week, but we've come to the end of it today. Would you pray for us as we open and just get into the final details of what we need to get out of the story of Jesus' sacrifice?
Lovely. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. As we study it, we pray your blessing to give us understanding. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. So, Pastor, I don't want to interrupt you today. I want you to just take it away. I want you to tell us about that final charge that Jesus gives to us when he says, go and make disciples. What does that mean? What does it even mean for us that Jesus, what is the power that we still experience now from the resurrection of Jesus? How does it does it still impact us today? You know, the promise of the Holy Spirit. So there's so much happening from the moment that Jesus wakes up and the mission that he gives to us. Let me leave it to you to take it away.
Okay, thank you very much. Greetings, everybody, once again. And we are grateful to have you here. And as we go into the last phase of our study and discussion, well, to just kick it away, we have a wonderful text, which is in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, where we have got the promise of the Holy Spirit by Jesus Christ after his resurrection. And that particular promise is one that gives us strength each and every day. And the promise that Jesus Christ gave us has got a condition that we need to follow and that each and every one of us has to subscribe to. Let me just read it for you. We're going to go to Acts chapter 1, and this is after Jesus was resurrected. And, he's giving the charge to the people. And this is what he says in verse number 7. He says, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. In verse 8, he says, but you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the utmost part of the earth. So we're finding the disciples of Jesus Christ coming up to, you know, when he had showed himself to them. And then they're all worried about how these things are going to happen. And they are worried about how the kingdom of Israel is going to be restored and when that is going to happen. They were so excited by the power of the resurrection to the extent that they didn't want anything else to do with this world. And that's amazing, because that's how you feel when you first receive the Holy Spirit. And when you first repent and you are focusing on Jesus Christ, everything around you becomes dull.
Yep.
And you don't want to have anything to do with this world, and you want everything to do with God. And they say, when are we going to have a new government? When are we going to have a new kingdom? When will Israel be restored? When will these things happen? How is this going to be? They were already focusing on the new Jerusalem, on the heavenly Jerusalem, and the new heaven and the new earth. And they were completely blinded by everything else that was here on earth. I just feel I need to read that a little so that I can give you proper context. In verse 5, they say to him, in Acts chapter 1, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. That's Jesus. In verse 6, it says, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? This is the heart and the passion and the mission that these guys had. They wanted Israel to be restored. But Christ did not have literal Israel in mind.
Okay.
And this is where we come in, and that's the beauty of the resurrection. It did not have only Israelites in mind. It did not have only Jews in mind. It did not have only those who were closer to Palestine in mind. It had a global vision and mission. And so Christ says, no, not so fast, okay? I know you're excited about the new Jerusalem and everything, but not so fast. There is something that you need to do, and that is to be my witnesses. Now, question, what is a witness? A witness is someone who testifies, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Who testifies about either an event or about someone or about certain events that they have happened and to be true. So Christ says, listen, we are not just going to have you alone. Praise be to God for you. Thank you for you being here. But there are many sheep that are not of this fold. Mm-hmm. You need, before we restore the kingdom, you need to be my witnesses. In Samaria, in Judea, even under the utmost part of the earth, this thing is a global thing. It's not just for you. So you need to step into mission. You need to step in into calling men back into the kingdom of God. And this is how you're going to do it. You are not going to do it on your own, for you do not have the power to do so. Mm. Okay? You need the Holy Spirit to come upon you. Now, let's face it, dear friends. You see, this issue of Christianity or spirituality, it is not just something we need to enter with our physical flesh and blood. Okay. We need the power from on high to be able to do it. Now, why do we need the power? You know, you can have a TV, or you can have a laptop, or you can have any gadget that you have. But in order for that thing to function, it will need power. Okay, so it needs to be powered up so that it can function. For the fridge to be a fridge, it needs to be powered. For the TV to show its capabilities, it needs to be powered. For the car to move, it needs to be powered. Almost everything needs to be powered in order for it to function, in to help us live a better life. The same happens with Christianity. Christ says, tarry ye here, wait until you are empowered. And I still ask the question, why do we need power? Friends, falling into or worshiping God or following Jesus Christ, it needs us to be empowered. There is an enemy that we need must not forget. There is an enemy that is out there that is roaring like a lion and seeking that whom he may devour. And we cannot be ignorant of the fact that there is, we cannot be blinded by the fact that heaven is coming and this is where we're going, and we are blinded about the realities of this earth. So when Christ says, now, when you're going out there, I am going to give you power. The resurrection gives us assurance that Christ has risen and all power has been given to him in heaven and on earth. And not only that, he says that same power that I have, it shall also come upon you through the Holy Spirit. You need it, because where we are going to be faced with a lot of hardships, heartaches, as well as disappointments and regrets. And as a human being, when those things come, you will be discouraged and you will give up and you will never want to go again. Mm. But however, in the experience of the hardships, the heartaches, and all the discouragements that we face, we will need the power of the Holy Spirit, both for ourselves as well as for the people that we're being sent to. One of the most difficult things to do is to be a Christian in a world where people are not Christians. Mm. It's very difficult. It's not easy, because you are expected to live a certain lifestyle, and they seem to forget that you are a human being too. You have got a family that might give you a hard time. You have got a work that you need to do, which can come with disappointments and probably even retrenchments. You've got children that may get sick, probably even die. You've got relations that may fail and fade. You have got situations where you may fail to pay the bills. I don't know if I can be real on this one here. This is the reality of life. But we seem to think if we step into the power of the resurrection that everything else becomes blind to the fact that we are fire baptized children of God, and nothing can can come to defeat us. The truth of the matter is Christ has defeated everything. But as human beings, we need to rely on the power of God. That's why we need it. And it means now that as I walk now, I cannot walk ignorant of the fact that there is an enemy that is out there. So if I can lay down in a form of a list for this first part. Number one, we need to know that there is an enemy that is out there, okay? So the resurrection power gives us power to resist the devil. It gives us power to fight against the enemy. It gives us power when we step in. God is going to step in as well. It gives us the confirmation that we find in the book of Mark, chapter 16. If you remember that confirmation that Christ promises us when he is taken to heaven. If I can read it quickly in Mark chapter 16, and I am reading in verse number 15, it says, "And he said unto them, Go you into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be condemned. Verse 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out demons, and they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. So after that, the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and set on the right hand of God." You see, Christ has given us the assurance that if we go out there, we are going to meet up with the needy. So after we know that there is an enemy that is out there and we have the power to resist them, the second layer is that there is a real world out there. There are people that are sick. There are people that are in need. There are times when we suffer different heartaches and trials and tribulations, but we need the Holy Spirit so that we can overcome all those obstacles that are going to come our way. All right. So the reality of the enemy, which we do not ignore, we know, but against principalities and powers, which is true. And then the second thing that we have is the reality of this world, where it has got heartaches, problems, and all the discouragement that it brings. We need that power to overcome those things when they come our way, so that we are able to stand strong when we suffer diverse kinds of temptations, that we may be able to be an epitome of encouragement. When people look at us, how we behave when we suffer loss is going to be an encouragement to other people who live in the same world that we are in. How we respond when our families are breaking and we seem not know where to go. The way that we respond to life when such things happen will be an encouragement in the real world, where people look at us and are waiting to see how we respond. How we respond to death itself, whenever a loved one is lost, or when we lose a loved one, the way in which we behave and we respond, the way we continue to worship God, even in such painful moments, even in sicknesses and diseases, the way we respond to that becomes an encouragement to the people that we live. But you can't do that on your own. You need the Holy Spirit. You need him more than anything, because if you face it head on without this power, you are going to crumble, you are going to melt down, and you may not even recover from that. So we desperately need this particular Holy Spirit, both for ourselves and the people that live amongst us. And then third and final, I will say, commenting on this particular note, I will say that this resurrection power, which is real, gives us also an encouragement in ourselves as well. There are times when you personally need to be encouraged, because you see, as you continue in life, there is a lot of fiery darts of the enemy that are held towards you. But then we need the reality or the practicality of victory. You need it for yourself personally before you can go. See, sometimes you need to encourage yourself. You know, the Bible says David in the valley of Ziklag, he encouraged himself in the Lord. And you need that particular, but you can't do it again on your own. You need the Holy Spirit to minister to you, to say you can do this. Because there are times when the world is going to get cold. People are going to disappear. You will find yourself on your own. It is in those moments that the Holy Spirit is going to help gather warmth in the coldness of this world. And you will be able to walk in victory. victory after victory. And people will wonder, how are you able to win when things are like this? Yes. The answer is simple. You have a place where you have relied on. And, you know, let's not forget, in order for you to resurrect, you must have died. I'll say that again. Hey. In order for you to resurrect, you must have died. The power of resurrection only works on those that died. Let me say it again. The power of the resurrection only works on those that would have died. You see, friends, we need to also die to self. When we are baptized, we are baptized according to Romans chapter 6. The Bible says we are baptized into the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is not just a life that we lead, which is a life that is not cognizant of the fact that we need to submit ourselves to the power of the resurrection. I'm just going to read for you quickly. I know I'm racing against time. Romans chapter 6, the Bible tells us in verse number 3, know ye not that so many of us as we baptized, Romans 6 verse 3, know ye not that so many of us as we baptized unto Jesus Christ, were baptized unto his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism, verse number 4, into death, that that just as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Now, listen to this. Which means that, in verse 5, for if we have been united with him in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. You see that? How do we do that? Verse number 6, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him on Friday, that is the body of sin, right, might be destroyed, that we should no longer serve sin. Right? For he that is dead is free from sin. So we need now to acknowledge the real source of the power of resurrection. It only works on those that have died in him.
Amen.
Where our lives of sin are crucified with him on the cross. The desires of our heart, the impulses of the flesh, the inclinations of wickedness and evil are crucified on the cross with Jesus. When that happens, we patiently wait by the waters of baptism as a public confirmation of what has happened. As we go into the watery grave, we believe in the crucifixion and death of Jesus Christ. Just as we resurrect out of the water, as we come out of the water, it's also a public confirmation that now we are walking in the power of resurrection.
Okay.
That death has happened, but now the newness of life begins. And now we need to be very careful, because the newness of life may not mean the complete obliteration or the complete nullification of the old life. Mm-hmm. There are times when your body will remind you of the old life. It is in these moments like Paul where we say, I discipline my body and I prefer my body that I may not sin. Because when that happens, we remember that I no longer live but Christ, and I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. We need the strength, dear brethren. We need the power, for without it, we are not able to overcome. Issues such as love, hatred are going to come in into our places, where you will feel a certain feeling towards certain people, where you feel a certain response towards certain situations, where you may be tempted to do evil instead of doing good. In such moments, in such times, in such seasons, you need to have the power of the resurrection that reminds you that you died. Now you are walking in the newness of life. Yes, the old Michael would have lied in this situation. The old Michael would have stolen in this situation. The old Michael would have killed in this situation. But praise be to God that now I no longer live those things. I can no longer do them. The power of Christ compels me, and the love of Christ compels me to do that which is good, because the old is dead. Now the new comes in. Let us embrace the newness of life as it trickles in like an anointing oil from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Okay. We begin to walk in victory. Slowly but surely, we begin to resist the devil and he flees from us. Slowly but surely, we begin to walk We begin to run with patience the race that is set before us, focusing, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set at the right hand of the throne of God. That's Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 1 and 2. And we see this trust and this belief is exciting, friends, because as you see victory after victory, you are excited to see the power of the cross and the power of resurrection living in you. Having faith in Jesus, you begin to open your eyes to miracles. You begin to lay hands on the sick and they get healed. You begin to see God giving you victory in situations, agreement, holding hands and praying. You begin to see that God truly meant it when he says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I will be there. You have not asked anything in my name, but ask and you shall receive. You know, seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. All these scriptures, they become alive in our lives, and it becomes a joy to serve a resurrected Christ. For soon and very soon, he will break the eastern skies. And when he does that, when he breaks the eastern skies, we are going to pause a little and say to people, this is the Lord that we have been waiting for. When that happens, my friends, I'm telling you, forever we'll be saved, and we'll say goodbye to this world. Thank you, Bongi. I think I've said my marathon.
Yo. Power, and there's literally nothing more I can add to that. Thank you so much, my pastor. The power of the resurrection that still lives to this very day. We're so blessed. We're so fortunate to have this Jesus and to know this Jesus. Thank you so much for shedding light on why that resurrection, why that action had so much power, and why, and what our responsibility is to this very day. Would you please close for us in prayer? Unless you had any final remarks that you wanted to share before you close.
Not at all. I think I've said my all. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the power of the resurrection. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross. And right now, he resurrected and is forever standing at the right hand of the throne of God. It is in that power that we believe that this is not going to end in tears, but definitely we are going to have tears of joy as we await the final second coming of Jesus. Give us the strength, Lord, that we may be able to wait and be able to get to that very day where you have portioned not only for us, but for many others that believe in you as well. We pray for our listeners right now in different places. Others are sick and they need healing. Others are low, they need encouragement. Others do not know where to go, but your word says your ears will hear a voice saying, this is the way, walk in it when you turn to the left and to the right. As we continue in the newness of life, we pray for victory over sin and to forever not only be grateful but share the power of Jesus Christ's resurrection with many people that we meet. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Pastor Mafora, thank you so much for your time, not just today but throughout this entire week. God bless you. Have a wonderful Sabbath ahead.
Amen.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.